Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Influenza pandemic, or nothing worse than a mild case of the flu. Here in Thailand, their swine flu vaccination program has just begun. But in other parts of the world, serious questions are being raised about the handling of the pandemic. Health officials around the world had believed swine flu could kill hundreds of thousands, if not millions. They introduced emergency measures and spent in excess of $20 billion on vaccines. But now Wolfgang Vodard, head of health at the Council of Europe, says they got it wrong. Not only that, they were misled by the World Health Organization and unduly influenced by drug companies.
The WHO, in cooperation with some big pharmaceutical companies and their scientists, redefined pandemics and lowered the alarm threshold. Those new standards forced politicians in most states to react immediately and sign marketing commitments for additional and new vaccines against swine flu and spend billions of dollars to catch up.
France is one country feeling the prick of embarrassment. Officials spent a staggering $1.25 billion buying 94 million doses of H1N1 vaccine. So far, only 5 million have been used. Now the country, like many others that bought big, is trying to sell off surplus stock. Having committed to buy the vaccines, Dr. Vodag says health officials then sought to justify their decision.
Never before the search for traces of a virus was carried out so broadly and intensively. Besides, many cases of death that happened to coincide with seropositive H1N1 lab findings were simply attributed to swine flu and used to foster fear.
Nearly 13,000 people worldwide have died of the virus, the largest share in the United States and Canada. Officials say it's now peaking in Central Europe, parts of Asia and the Middle East. But it hasn't been the killer some predicted, when the figure of 12,000 is compared to more than 250,000 people who die of seasonal flu each year. Dr. Vodag says the H1N1 vaccine was not sufficiently tested and was needlessly exposed to millions of healthy people. Drug maker GlaxoSmithKline have responded by saying,
allegations of undue influence are misguided and unfounded. The WHO declared that H1N1 swine flu met the criteria for a pandemic. Responding to it has required unprecedented collaboration. As WHO has stated, legal regulations and numerous safeguards are in place to manage possible conflicts of interest.
The Council of Europe has decided to investigate his claims. If proven, the industry that profited most from the pandemic, the drug companies, may now have the most to fear. Tarek Basley, Al Jazeera.
And that's also being reported on BBC, all over European TV and print. Not much of that is making it into the United States, where we have one of the most controlled mainstream medias. So, go back to January of last year. Several months before the flu hype even began, I said, you're going to see massive flu hype. I don't know if it's going to be real or not, but the government is quietly preparing for a freakout. Then they ran around to all the states in the United States and in Europe, but the sub-districts, and said, this is real. Don't tell the public. It's the end of the world. We got those documents, and we said, is it staged? Is it just a moneymaker, or is it really a pandemic? And then we separately exposed from day one what was in the nasal and injectable flu shot. Cancer viruses, mercury, RNA, other chemicals. The list went on and on. The insert admitted it can cause Guillain-Barré, other neurological disorders, cancer, sterility, reduced fertility. Now, the vaccine system has always been a scam, but this is one of the first cases when they staged this hype that we, the people of the planet, the alternative media, have exposed them and forced this out into the open. So yet again, we are proven correct, and we're making headway against the globalists as the majority of the population refuse to take the shots, where in the past the majority would take it. A bunch of other key news straight ahead.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
In my vital stacks before me, we have the latest bankster or banker gate information that could prove to be a mortal wound against the New World Order if we press the issue in this battle for truth and justice. Also, Senator Dodd is saying that the government takeover of health care is hanging by a thread. That's why they've been putting out the last month the propaganda line that it's a foregone conclusion that the bill will pass. It's 60-40 right now, in my estimation, in my dead reckoning, that it is going to pass out of conference. But Democrats are exiting fast because they realize it is political suicide, because it's not only Republicans, Libertarians, and Conservatives that have looked at the different versions of the bill, now secretly being integrated or spliced together in conference committee between the House and Senate, but liberals, labor unions, socialists, big government collectivists have read it and are now coming to the conclusion that we told you 4 months ago, as we saw the earlier versions, it is a giant robbery. If you have a banker bailout, it's a scam. If you have a new war, it's a scam. If you have a big terror attack, it's a scam. If you have a new health care bill, it's a scam. That's all you're going to get out of this criminal government. They've already committed so many crimes, violated the Constitution. The banks have already committed so many crimes. Why not? It's like if you've committed 10 murders, why not commit 100 more? One of the most dangerous type of criminals, if you study criminology, is a criminal that's already robbed a bank, already shot and killed a couple people, including a police officer. Video of them is on the news. They're identified. The person knows they're going to the lethal injection chair or gurney, and they have nothing to lose. They're deadly dangerous. And that's exactly the mentality, the psychology we're dealing with government worldwide controlled by these private offshore banking interests. They have nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. They are violating the entire Constitution, the entire Bill of Rights, in ways that are satirical and cartoonish if it wasn't so real and dangerous. It's ridiculous, the things they do openly in your face. And so the sky's the limit. Giant terror attacks, new wars, World War III with Iran, police state events, plunging the economy by design, releasing bioweapons. Obama says get ready for bioweapon attacks in a new executive order. One of the things I believed since last January, before the flu hype even began, when we got intel from multiple sources at the state and federal level that they were getting ready for a big flu hysteria, was that I believed it would probably be a preparatory phase to test federalization and globalization under the World Health Organization, to test international control over the regional bureaucracies and to see if the public would buy into it. The public did not buy into it. And analyzing enemy operations and enemy psychology, that tends towards them not launching a real bio attack now. They still may do it. But if we would have bought into this drill, bought into this psychological operation, and we analyzed all the different variants and possibilities, if we would have bought into this, and if we wouldn't have stood up to it, and if millions of people worldwide, predominantly our listeners, wouldn't have printed out the actual vaccine drug inserts of how deadly the vaccine is, and if you hadn't gotten the word out and gone through the hell many of you did, and if nurses and doctors and police in New York State and Massachusetts and other states that tried to make it mandatory, if you wouldn't have said no, and they used all their psychological techniques of isolating you, making you feel like you were alone, if you would have failed that test, if we would have failed that test, they would have probably already released a bioweapon. Again, it's the perfect smokescreen to take over society and further loot and to distract from all their other crimes. More and more, they're moving towards the war crisis, the war false flag. So, in my stacks, we have the latest on Bankstergate, the latest on government health care in deep trouble as people actually find out what's in it. We have the latest on the economy, the latest on the flu, and mainstream news openly saying it was a staged fraud by governments to grab power and by Big Pharma to make a bunch of money. That's BBC, that's Al Jazeera, that's mainstream newspapers all over the world. That is the European Union's head doctor. The WHO themselves, the World Health Organization, the World Genocide Association, are saying they're now going to investigate themselves. Look at this ridiculous Reuters headline. WHO to review its handling. Oh, review themselves, like Janet Reno investigating herself for Waco. Or Bush appointing the 9/11 Commission and then calling it independent. That'd be like Hitler appointing Hermann Göring at Nuremberg to be the head judge. Or Heinrich Himmler. WHO to review its handling of H1N1 flu pandemic. The Mail Online headline and literally hundreds of others. The false pandemic. Drug firms cashed in on scare over swine flu, claims Euro health chief. At the start of the show, we played that short Al Jazeera piece. You can listen to Sky TV, BBC, German English channels. They're all saying the same thing. Total premeditated fraud. Indictments in the wings of WHO officials. colluding. They talk about how it was a unified hype, a unified fraud. Imagine how they tried to scare the states in January before there was any talk of flu. In Indiana and New York and Texas and California and Florida, just some of the states that we got government documents from. Bureau of Prisons, New York State. Emergency managers, Illinois, Indiana. Department of Education, Health Department consultations in Texas. Department of Emergency Management, California. We got these documents in January and February and in March and in April before they launched it in late April, where they were going into police departments and telling them, get ready for martial law. There will be tens of millions dead from the flu. There will be a collapse of society. There will be hundreds of thousands buried per cemetery, guaranteed, nationwide. And I went on air and I said, I don't believe they're really going to do this, but we have to take these murderers seriously. Look for flu hype in the fall of 2009. And right on time, the staged event arrived. I mean, we have these people caught red-handed, hand in the false flag terror jar. In the cookie jar. And we got hacked in April. When we put out exactly what they were doing in articles, they shut down InfoWars and Prison Planet for 4 days. Very sophisticated hacker attacks. My IT guys were battling them in real time in the servers as it was going on. I mean, clear 100% hacking from a government/corporate system. Multifaceted, multi-layered attacks. They did not want us exposing it. This is a very valuable radio show, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm really beginning to sense and realize and become more confident in just how accurate we are in laying out the spectrum analysis of their attack patterns. And just how wonderful you are as an audience exposing these people. How precious you are that you're educated and informed. I've been studying this for 16, 17 years. I've been on air for now more than 14. I've been on the air since 1995. It'll be 15 years and 3 months. Right at 15 years on air. And I have learned so much, and I learn so much more exponentially every day. Not just about government and corporations and elites and how they operate, but about everything. Relationships, business, management. And that's why the government wants 18 to 25-year-olds in the military. That's why they want police officers who are young with low IQs. That's come out in mainstream news, Newsweek magazine, all over the country. They won't hire cops in the last decade above 100 IQ. In the past, they wanted people who were smart to be cops because they want you to be young, dumb, and arrogantly full of your own bravado. Macho, chutzpah, whatever you want to call it. They don't want you to have true wisdom. I mean, if I'm blessed enough to live to be 50, 60, 70, 80, I can't even begin to imagine the level of discernment and wisdom I'll have. Because the more I learn, the more I know I don't know. And that's what horrifies me as I look at the public. Not only do they not know which end is up, they don't want to know, a large segment of the population. They don't care. They don't think it's fashionable or cool to be informed. They think it's fashionable to talk about the Dallas Cowboys first time in 13 years to win a playoff game. Or Colt McCoy hurting his shoulder. Or will Lost be preempted for the State of the Union? You're not stupid out there. You're just not focused and you don't have your priorities straight. And I'm not talking to our general audience. I'm talking to the tens of thousands of new listeners that tune in on the AM and FM and shortwave and satellite and internet every day. And I'm telling you, you're not going to be fulfilled and you're not going to be free and you're not going to be safe and you're not going to be prosperous if you don't start learning about how the world really works. And if you'll ever just look into how the world really works, it's addicting to actually be informed. To actually be active. We got a huge guest coming up today, one of the surprise guests I've been talking about. I'm going to let you know about that when we come back after this quick break. Then I'm going to get into the health care, then Bankergate, then the flu, a lot more important transmission. You'll want to stay with us.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6", weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John.
Guess who's joining us in the next hour? His maiden voyage with us, George Hunt. He worked for years with Maurice Strong, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. He was an environmentalist and found out it was all a big land grab. I recommended him, even though he's never been with us. I've talked to him on the phone and played clips of some of his speeches. and he hasn't done interviews in a while. He is going to be joining us. I recommended him for the Secret Society Global Death Plot episode, one of their highest rated, for Jesse Ventura's Conspiracy Theory TV show. The last episode is probably going to get picked up next year. It got record ratings. If it doesn't, something's going on. We are into next year in 2010. Should get picked up in the next season, but that's in negotiations right now. The point is, he was a key part of that episode. I didn't want to have him on here until after he'd been on Conspiracy Theory. Jesse Ventura is in Mexico, taking a few months off surfing, but his son, Tyrell Ventura, great guy, cameraman, one of the producers on the show, did so much work and research. He's the guy, along with myself, that woke up Governor Ventura 4 years ago. He had already talked to his father about 9/11 being an inside job, and then when I met with Jesse in Texas 4 years ago and gave him the material, well, that was the chain reaction. So Tyrell Ventura will be joining us tomorrow. One of the first radio interviews he's done. His father's a very private person, and he had to get authorization from him, as he likes to keep his family private because of some of the persecution they went through when he was governor. But Tyrell is joining us. Very interesting, very informed person. And so we look forward to Tyrell Ventura tomorrow. But George Hunt served as a naval officer on cruisers and destroyers, held corporate positions for 8 years, and worked as an entrepreneur in the health industry. And in 91, he became very profitable. And then it goes into how he got into work with the United Nations World Conservation Bank. That is all coming up in the next hour. An eyewitness to the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, Maurice Strong. This is going to be extremely informative. We're going to play some clips here on air, some of which have never before been heard today. I want to play one now of Maurice Strong talking about Rothschild at one of these closed-door meetings where they were decades ago. We've got Hunt coming up the next hour to give you the dates and times and places, talking to the power elite about how they were going to set up a one-world government. But more of that's coming in the next hour. Here's that first clip.
He is one of the trustees of the International Wilderness Foundation, which sponsored this meeting. He was at the first of these congresses. So his conversion to the relationship between conservation and economic development has been a pioneering one. His work on many dams. I used to be in the hydroelectric power part of the energy business myself. The many of the energy developments we've seen have come from his early anticipation of our energy needs and his early work in supporting pioneering initiatives to deal with these needs.
There he is introducing Rothschild. There are so many of these clips. We're going to try to play most of them today and get George Hunt to comment on them. He was kind enough to put them to MP3 and send them to us. But we're going to give a general overview of how this plan works, how this program works, coming up in the next hour with George Washington Hunt. Gotta love that middle name. George Washington Hunt joining us coming up in the next hour. Now, when I come back, I'm going to get into the healthcare takeover and deep trouble. Senator Dodd saying it's, quote, hanging by a thread. Then I'm going to get into the latest on Bankstergate. And then after Hunt leaves us, in the third hour, I'm going to detail what really happened with Flugate. And that's now what it's being called. People say, why do we put gate on the end of all these? Because the public associates that with Watergate. And it means government scandal that could bring down the whole system. So that is coming up. We have some other special announcements as well today. And we're going to have open phones coming up in the third and fourth hour as well. his maiden visit with us, George Hunt, coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Are you waking up at night for bathroom trips? I'm Jonathan Greenhut, president of New Vitality. This year, we sent out thousands of free bottles of Beta Prostate, the natural supplement for men. But some of you still haven't called for your free bottle. As we go into the new year, make the resolution to support your prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. This free offer is for a limited time, and once it's gone, it's gone. Start the year right. Call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, the 12th day of January, Jesus. 2010, on this Tuesday edition.
Someone to hear your prayers.
We're going to simulcast the second, third, and fourth hours today of the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv in living color. You can watch us live here in studio with the document cam, the video clips. It adds a whole other dimension to it. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, the special ends Friday. The special ends Friday evening. We run it every December, partway into January. 5.5 months free when you sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Here's the discount. Close to 50% off. You could pay $59.95 for a year subscription. It comes out to like $34-something. When you get a year subscription, you get 5.5 months free or close to half off. I guess it's 45% off or so. So you can also get a trial membership for $5.95 a month, the cost of a couple cups of Starbucks coffee. Download all my films in super high quality. download my book, Paul Watson's book, watch the live TV show, watch the archives of all the live TV shows, a higher quality, commercial-free download or podcast for folks that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. It's been up now more than 5 years. In April, it will be the sixth year anniversary of PrisonPlanet.tv, and we just keep adding more and more. It keeps getting better and better, and I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Also, we are offering a new video, and again, I turn down more than 90% of the books and videos that I get mailed that people ask us to carry in our online video bookstore. I only carry the best. But when I saw this new film, I didn't just say I wanted to carry it. I said I wanted to endorse it and get behind it. And so we're going to be promoting this film and discounting it out of the gates at Infowars.com. And we just got our big shipment of these in today. So before this hour ends, I'm going to play the trailer for this new film. And I am going to let you know how you can get it. So that is coming up. Something has happened. Something beautiful, something wondrous. The globalists are running out of steam. They have suckered the public so many times, conned the public, lied so many times, that the population, not just of North America, the United States and Canada, but the population of the world is waking up to the true power structure, that a private offshore banking cartel is openly establishing a global corporate dictatorship, a governmental system of tyranny known as global governance or the New World Order. That's what the elites call it. Global governance or New World Order or international collective. Those are some of the words. And we've got clips of Maurice Strong coming up where he says we're going to collectivize all the money of the corporations and pay it into the UN, i.e. the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, who were at attendance and spoke at these events. We've got clips of them coming up. And so now the people aren't looking at the Tories or Labor in England. They're not looking at the Republicans or Democrats. Oh, they're looking at them, but they're following the strings attached to their arms and legs and heads and their mouths up to the actual puppeteers, the people controlling the marionettes, the political androids, the political meat puppet, political whores and prostitutes and pimps that are looting and robbing our society. And sure, they bait and switch. Republicans get into power, push the establishment agenda, get caught 4 to 8 years later. There's a peaceful political revolt. The Democrats are put in, and then 4 to 8 years later, the Republicans are put back in. They lean on each other. They share power in this endless dance. It's choreographed at the highest level. Sure, Democrats and Republicans fight sometime over who gets committee chairmanships or who gets power, or who gets political contributions, and they attack each other sometimes with scandals. But it's all contained on the football field, on the stage. It is an event, a staged event in total, because there are many things that they're not allowed to talk about. World government. Corrupt corporations, Pentagon corruption, government looting, police corruption. They keep that off limits and sell you the idea that government's your God, government's going to save you. When Republicans get in office, government gets bigger, tramples more of the Constitution. The Democrats get in, government gets bigger, they trample the Constitution. I know you know this, but the point is, you may have known this decades ago. The general public is just now beginning to realize this and realizing there's a problem. It's kind of like when you got an old house, say your grandma dies, and you go out there to see the old house she was living in, you're deciding whether to sell it or not, and you put your arm up against the side of it while you're talking to your neighbor, and your arm goes through the wall. Termites. And you pull your arm out, and you go, oh, there's termites. This house is rotten. The question is, how rotten is it? Well, I've gone in as a termite exterminator, and I've actually inspected the house. And let me tell you, every board, the roof, the foundation, everything is rotten. The house is condemned. Termites have eaten everything. The roof is sagging. Walls are sagging. One big wind, it's going to fall over. And the globalists want all the nation states that they suck dry and engineered into their hands to collapse when they want in a staged progression incrementally into their hands and into the world government. No. No, the termites have convinced us to build them a new house of world government, and they've now convinced us to move them into the new house. And I'm saying, no, we're not going to move into the new termites' house, and we're not going to move the termites into the new house. We're not going along with what you've done. We are going to identify you as termites, and we are going to expose you as termites, and we are going to remove you and bring you to justice as the big, fat, greedy termites you are. When I was like 11 years old one summer for a month, I worked with one of my cousins who was a termite exterminator for a month. And I tell you, we'd climb underneath those houses. We'd go in. We'd see houses sometimes so damaged by termites, we'd just tell them, you're going to have to get the insurance company in here and have half this house torn out and repaired. I mean, there's really nothing you can do. We can poison the termites that are here, but this house is ruined. And we need to come to grips with that. Whatever solutions the termites give us for health care or the borders or wars or national security or terrorism or the flu, anything the termites do is going to be to the detriment of society because they're termites. Well, it's an old African or is it an old Middle Eastern proverb of the frog. And he's sitting there by the river. And the scorpion comes over and he says, hey, will you let me on your back and take me across the river? You know, you're a nice frog. You're friendly. That's your nature. You're nice. And the frog says, yeah, my nature is to be nice and friendly. No, you're a scorpion. You'll sting me. You'll kill me. And the frog says, so I'm not going to carry you across. So the scorpion replies, look, I promise you, I'm not going to sting you. Be my friend. You know you were going to swim across anyways. I see you looking at the other side of the bank. Some big tasty flies over there. Why don't you just let me on your back and carry me across, and I promise I won't sting you. So the frog says, okay, I want to be nice. I've got a sweet nature. Go ahead and climb on my back. I'm going to swim across and let you ride on my back. And so they get to the other side. The frog's sitting there at the edge of the water with his front feet up on the bank. And the scorpion climbs off and gets on the other side of the bank and stings him. And the frog is in incredible pain, rolls over on his back, and he says to the scorpion in his dying words, why did you sting me? You promised, you promised. And the scorpion said, I'm a scorpion. I mean, this is so elementary. The founding fathers taught us, history teaches us, common sense shows us. You get a big government, it will be taken over by criminals. Now, normally, big governments are started and pushed by criminals because they want power and to rob you. But let's just say in some fantasy land, Alex in Wonderland, let's just say in this fantasy world that government could be big and helpful and angelic, handing out free goodies, taking it from the haves and giving it to the have-nots. That's how they always sell it to the general public, the Soviet system, the Nazi system, everything. Oh, we're going to give you something free. Just give us the power to steal from others. We won't keep it ourselves. We're going to give it to you. So let's just say magically you could get a good government that was big. Your government big enough to give anything you want, big enough to take everything away from you. It's been said many times truthfully and accurately. Over time, even if you had a good big government, which doesn't exist, just like a moon made of cheese doesn't exist, even if you had that unknown quantity, that unknown country, that unknown alchemist substance of a good big government, it will be taken over by tyrants in course. We had a good small government, and it still wasn't perfect, did a lot of bad things to select groups. But it was better than anything that had ever been seen in the history of the world, and it produced more patents and more science and more wealth and more intelligence and strength than any other country ever had. That was the United States. But empires, countries, nations, systems, through entropy, always become corrupt. And it became corrupt. And now it is the biggest, meanest, most corrupt system on the planet, completely predatory. The globalists compete with each other on who can be more ruthless, who can be more cunning. They have their own methodologies, their own rationalizations, their own corporate cultures. They are piratical monsters. And anything that comes out of this government that is pushed by the establishment, sometimes the people push something through that's constitutional and it's good, but that's maybe 1 out of 100 things that happens. The best we can hope for is to just block new outrages because finally they've been exposed for the crooks they are. The best we can do is try to have criminal indictments, continue to expose these people, continue to educate the general public. Education of the public about who their true enemies are and the true nature of the world is the number one tool we have against these people. It's the number one solution. Identifying the enemy, identifying the system, identifying the rules of the game, the rigged game, so that then people stop playing the game. Not being a nation in a world of spectators, but being a nation in a world of critical thinkers. And now is our moment of truth. They plan this year for total blanket amnesty. Doesn't matter if over 90% of Americans in major polls are against it, they're going to try. They are attempting to pass the government takeover of health care right now. It doesn't matter if it destroys the Democratic Party. They're bought and paid for. You watch, the Republicans aren't going to repeal it when they get in office unless we truly inform the general public about the rigged game. And that is happening. That's the good news. Because generally they can play partisan politics and play little tricks like they did in 1913, having the private banks that own the Federal Reserve System they were trying to pass say that they were against the Federal Reserve System. And so the public got snookered, but still that wasn't enough. The whole public didn't get snookered, bamboozled, conned. And so they still had to have a handful of senators on Christmas Eve pass it. And they're doing the same thing now. They've paid out all these bribes. They've engaged in all these payoffs to senators and House members. Totally illegal. They've written the bill where it's selectively enforced, where major unions are exempt, but small companies and businesses and sole proprietorships aren't. Totally unconstitutional. Unjust weights and measures. It's unequal. It's like saying blacks can't go to the water fountain or the bathroom or the lunch counter. And they tried to come out and say the insurance companies are against these bills for healthcare takeover when they wrote them. And now the left and the right have finally read the bills and understand. The right needs to understand this isn't some commie socialist takeover of healthcare. This is a banker controlled through the insurance company looting. It's actually the Democrats, Howard Dean and others, that are telling the truth. I was on Raw Story this morning, big liberal website, about how the health care bill is a scam. And every single commenter was going, I'm a liberal and this is a ripoff to the insurance companies. This raises my taxes and cuts my benefits. This is a scam. This is tyranny. Every single commenter, there were 30-something commenters. The story just gone up and I read them all and every stinking one of them understood that the banks are criminal, that it's a world government, that it's a new world order. They were in there saying that. And then I went to Republican sites against it. They got it. They said this is banks looting us, robbing us. They weren't calling it tree-hugging liberals trying to get something free. That's how it's always sold, and that's bad enough. No, this is going to go into the pockets of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and others. They're the ones that own and control the insurance companies. They wrote the bill. And it is so exciting to see the fact that even if they pass this, it will continue to shatter the left-right paradigm, and we will get control of our Congress, and we will repeal, and the states are fighting the unconstitutional provisions already before the bill even passes. Attorney generals are lining up in 18 states. The people are finally getting it. I mean, here are some of the news articles today. Labor angry over Obama-backed insurance tax. If you got a nice health care plan, they're going to tax it. I thought the point of health care was that your employer provide good health care as part of your benefits. Dodd, health reform bill hanging by a thread. As Democrats realize it is suicide politically to go for this. And I have other articles along the same lines. And so the people are finally figuring it out. The Democrats are finally figuring it out. They're finally understanding that both parties are controlled. Republicans are finally figuring it out. This is a huge realignment away from both parties and towards the Constitution.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Today, I'm going to break down more of what's in the conference bill and how the fact that it's causing a huge revolt in the Democratic Party as well as the Republican Party, and how every politician that's voted for it in the House and Senate are plunging as much as 35 points in their approval ratings with their constituents. That is coming up. Plus, the whole flu hoax by the government has blown up completely in their face globally. The latest on Bankstergate, Tim Geithner in deep trouble, but it doesn't need to stop there. It is all coming up. We are carrying a new film titled Shadow Government, How the Global Elite Plan to Destroy Democracy and Your Freedom, by Grant R. Jeffrey. And I saw this film, and I was just so impressed. They contacted me, wanted me to carry it. It just came out this week. I was sent an advanced copy. And, yes, I'm getting firmly behind this film. The production quality, the information, it's got Spanish language options, extra interviews. It's got Catherine Albrecht in it. It's got, of course, G. Edward Griffin and countless others. It exposes the global government. And it's a film that everyone needs to see. It's now on sale out of the gates at InfoWars.com. And we've got some specials where you can get Fall of the Republic half price when you get it with Shadow Government. So you can save on getting Fall of the Republic. Get it for $9.95 when you get Shadow Government. We've got some other specials on T-shirts and other things. Shadow Government now for sale at the Yahoo shopping cart at InfoWars.com. Here is the trailer for Shadow Government.
We live in a surveillance society.
Why do I have to come down?
Monitor every human being on the planet.
I don't know how they knew all about us.
A big government will take more and more of their rights away from them.
Are you aware, yes or no?
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
We are warned of such a global system.
The great experiment that was once America has been prostituted by special interests.
All they're thinking about is, oh, government, do something, protect me, save us from all of this.
We are living in the last days.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials, and you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Absolutely, and that's a special trailer for InfoWars.com. It is now on the shopping cart. The trailer, which is even more powerful if you can actually see it for radio listeners, has now been posted at InfoWars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com, and it does have a Christian perspective on it, so it's a great way to wake up people in your local churches, who many of which are vastly asleep or partially asleep. This can wake them out of their sleep. So just an amazing documentary, and it's good to see big-time producers getting involved in the fight against the New World Order. This is actually from the producers of Left Behind, the movie. I don't really get into the whole rapture thing. They don't really cover that in here. You know, the issue is this is exposing it from a Christian perspective, and it's a great way, and it's good to have these folks getting onto some really hardcore issues. Shadow Government available at InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Get your copy first.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.